Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram. Instagram.com/greatdetectives. If you're enjoying the podcast, please follow us using your favorite podcast software. I do want to encourage you to check out our other podcast, and today I am highlighting The War. It is our World War II podcast. It's something I did a decade ago, but if you're really interested in understanding the history behind World War II, it's a unique experience. We take a look at World War II through radio. And we don't just go through news programs, we use comedies, we use dramas, we use public information programs, music, all to kind of tell this overarching story, starting with the pre-war era with anti-war sentiment and isolationist feeling leading into the war and then all the way through to the post-war era. You can check it out over at thewar.greatdetectives.net. Well, now we're going to get into this week's episode of Ellery Queen. We started this recent visit by bringing you the earliest of the Carlton Young episodes. This actually is the earliest of the Larry Dobkin episodes available. Marion Shockley had left the series already, having been replaced by Charlotte Keene. But the 1946-47 radio season saw a lot of upheaval on Ellery Queen. It did start out with the previous cast continuing on, but quickly three of four of them were replaced. Santos Ortega was replaced by Bill Smith as Inspector Queen. Ted DiCorsia was replaced by Ed Latimer as Sergeant Veeley. There was not one, but two replacements for Ellery Queen. Richard Coogan, who'd later become famous for playing Captain Video, was Ellery Queen for an indeterminate number of weeks and then was replaced by Lawrence Dobkin, who came out from Hollywood for an opportunity to helm what was by then a well-known mystery franchise. I think this is probably the only series lead role for Dobkin. Charlotte Keene continued as Nikki Porter. Now that we know the players, we can go ahead and get into today's episode. The original air date, February 12th, 1947. And here is The Green Gorillas.
Tonight, the makers of Anacin for the fast, prolonged relief of headache pain bring you another thrilling adventure of Ellery Queen, the celebrated gentleman detective. Ellery Queen invites you to match wits with him as he relates another story of a crime he alone unraveled. Before revealing the solution, he gives you a chance to solve the mystery. Anacin's guest, armchair detective, who is here with us in the studio, is Jose Ferrer. And now, here's your Anacin host, Ellery Queen.
Thank you, Don Hancock, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's case is about one of the toughest kid gangs I have ever met. I call it The Adventure of the Green Gorillas.
Jeep. The coast clear?
Yeah, Nux.
Big guy in his flop, Nux?
His light's on, Shimmy. Let's go. Yeah, this is it. Here goes.
Maybe Johnny Rack's on the lamb.
Rack ain't scared of lousy cops.
Freeze.
Hey.
Bunch of kids. It's Graham.
Johnny, wait a minute.
What do you want?
We're a committee from the Green Gorillas.
Our gang runs this neighborhood, Mr. Rack.
We got them all scared stiff.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm impressed. Come on, what do you want?
Well, could you listen to a business proposition, Johnny?
Sure. Inside.
Gee.
Thanks, Mr. Rack.
Hey, Shimmy, this is something, huh?
Cheap, look at his rod.
Hands off, kid.
Hey, Mr. Rack, you killed four guys, didn't you?
Did I? All right, make your pitch, kids, and fade. What's on your mind?
Well, Johnny, my name is Nuxarelli.
I'm Jeep Williams.
And I'm Shimmy Odess.
Up to now, Johnny, we've been pulling kid stuff.
But we got a secret leader, the main gorilla.
We get our orders from him, see?
And now he wants us to go in a swiping cars.
We just lifted one, Mr. Rack. A brand new bus.
Mm-hmm.
There ought to be heavy sugar in that racket.
We lift the cars, you dispose them for us, Johnny. On a 50-50 split with the organization.
How's it set, Mr. Rack?
Would you do it?
Come here.
Huh?
The three of you. Any right guy that pals up with Johnny Rax got to be able to take it, see?
Take what?
This.
Hey, what you want to sack nuts for?
Oh. No, Mr. Rack, not me.
Oh. Well, congratulations. Come on, get up off the floor. Now, about the stolen car operation. Nix on those new cars. They're too hot these days. Pick up good used ones and maybe I'll help you out.
Hey, did you hear that, Shimmy?
We're in Jeep with Johnny Rack.
Well, thanks, Johnny. What do we do with the new car we just swiped?
What do you do with it? Where is it?
Parked right outside your house.
Why, you stupid little... Get it away from there. Ditch that heap uptown, quick. And then come back. Little punks.
So you're Bobby Brown?
Oh, yes, sir.
Why, Inspector, he's just a child.
I'm 16.
Yeah, Bob is small for his age, Miss Porter. He's an orphan. Supports himself selling papers. Lives at the Y. Knows Grove Street inside out. And he's plenty tough. Now, Bobby.
I can handle myself, Sergeant.
Sounds okay to me, Ellery.
Bob, juvenile delinquency is on the rise. Gangs of street kids are mugging, breaking into stores, stealing cars. They've even got guns.
We're especially worried about the green gorillas, Bob.
Yeah, I know him, Inspector.
And if they ain't straightened out now, they'll wind up like that Grove Street hero of theirs, Johnny Rack.
Who's Johnny Rack? A gangster?
Yes, Nicky. A cheap rat who's about two jumps ahead of the chair.
In fact, lately, Rack's been showing some interest in this green gorilla gang.
I didn't know that, Billy.
Dad, that makes the assignment dangerous.
I'll be okay, Mr. Queen. I want this job.
You want it? Why, Bobby?
I got my reasons.
Maybe Bob's father dying in the chair for killing a cop during the robbery has something to do with it, huh, kid?
Just give me a shot at it.
You know what we want you to do, Bob?
Join the Green Gorillas and find out who's giving them their orders. The secret head of the gang.
That's it. Grab their leader and they'll fold. We've got to. They're headed for a lot of trouble.
Oh, well, there must be some other way to find out.
Nicky, there isn't a member of that gang older than 15. No, this has to be an inside job. And only a kid from the streets can get in.
I'll be okay.
All right, Bob. Now look. I'll stick as close to you as I can. But the first time you feel the heat's on and I'm not within call, don't go to the Y. Don't go to any of the places you usually go. Come to my apartment. Understand, Bob?
Yes, sir.
I had a duplicate key made today, in case you come when nobody's home. Carry it with you at all times, Bob. Here, take it.
All right, sir.
Getting you into the gorillas won't be hard if you follow orders.
Well, what's my orders?
Well, Bob... Tonight, you're going to be on Grove Street committing a crime.
Committing a crime?
That's right, Nicky. Bob's going to roll a drunk.
Who, Mr. Queen?
Me.
Hey, kid, where is that bar, huh?
Hey, it's right there, mister. This alley, Mr. Queen?
Yes, Bob.
But this is an alley, kid. It's a dark alley.
Well, the joint's at the other end. Come on, mister.
Where? I don't see a thing.
Well, it's farther in the alley, mister.
Okay, Bob. You think they fell for us?
I think so, Mr. Queen. They spotted us.
Jeep, Shimmy, over here. They went in this alley.
There they are. Sock me with this rubber hose. In the shoulder, Bob. Hard.
Yeah. Hey, let go of me.
Now, Bobby, hit me.
Ow.
Oh.
Now roll me, Bobby. Take my money away.
Okay. Yeah, where's this sucker's roll? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh.
All right, guys, jump.
Hey,
hold him. Give me back my dough.
Shut up. Your dough.
It's his dough, ain't it?
No, it's our dough. $150.
Oh, wow. Hey, chump, you know who we are?
The Green Gorillas.
And you're operating in our territory. Shimmy, how's the lush?
How cold?
Hey, this punk used a rubber hose. He's half nuts.
Yeah. So what's your name?
Brown. Bob Brown.
Bob, your mama wants you, Bobby.
Shut up, Shimmy. Where you from, Brown?
Stucker Street. Look, that's my roll. I rolled him.
The green gorillas only split with the green gorillas. Bobby.
You kid around with my name once more, I'll shove your teeth right down your throat.
Why, Bobby?
You stop hitting him, Brown, or I'll plug you.
Let me at him. I'll mobilize him nuts. I'll tear him apart.
Stop blowing, Jimmy. He stalked you with your eyes open. Jeep, store the heater.
Huh?
Brown, I'm going to do something for you.
You can give me back that dough.
Okay, I will.
What?
I'll give you back half of it if you join the Green Gorillas. That's our bylaws. Every gorilla splits 50-50 with the organization. What do you say?
If I play lone wolf, I get it all.
Like tonight? Look, Mug, it's better to run with a smart mob. You're protected.
And you don't have to figure out your jobs. They're figured out for us.
Oh, yeah? By who?
You don't believe we got a secret leader. The head gorilla, that's by who?
He's the brains. Not even Nux knows who he is. We get written orders left in a hideout spot.
Button up, Jeep. Well, Bron, you with us?
I don't see what you want to take him in for.
That pipe down, Shimmy. This guy's okay. We can use a guy like him. Be smart, Bob.
Okay, I'll join.
That's better.
Sure.
Now, what do I do?
Come to the empty warehouse in the corner of Dockery and Kessler Street tomorrow night. 8:30.
It's going to be an important meeting. A real big shot's coming to talk to us. What a break.
What big shot?
He don't believe nothing. Johnny Rack. Oh, hey, the drunk's coming out of it.
Yeah. Jeep.
Huh?
Give me the rod.
The rod? Here.
Nux, what are you going to do?
Plug him.
You're going to let him have it, Nux?
What's the matter, you yellow Jeep? You know what Johnny Rack said.
Stand back, fellas.
Oh, he's stinko. He didn't see nothing. Come on, let's blow. What do you say?
Okay. Scatter.
Right. Come on.
Sergeant, Nikki, you can come out now.
Ellery. Oh, I thought that little gangster was going to shoot you.
So did I, Maestro. I'm still shaking.
Oh, it was just a bluff to impress the other kids. He's trying to act like Johnny Rack.
And Rack's going to be in that warehouse tomorrow night.
Not so good.
No.
Oh, gosh, I hope nothing happens to Bobby Brown.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the beginning of our mystery. And now, back to our story. It's the following night in an abandoned warehouse on the east side.
What are they doing in there now, Ellery?
They're still swearing in new members. Here, Nikki, look through this peephole.
Need to get that amplifier working.
Yeah, I'm trying, Inspector.
Well, where's Johnny Rack, Ellery? They're just boys in there.
Apparently their hero hasn't arrived yet. Sergeant, fix that amplifier. They're going to swear in Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I think I got it.
There it is.
All right, gorillas.
That's friend Nux, aged 15.
We got to vote on one more candidate. This guy here. Take a good look at him, boys. Hiya, fellas.
That's my Bobby.
Shut up, Feeney.
What's his name, Nux?
Hey, what'd he ever do?
He's Bob Brown from Stucker Street. Last night he rolled a drunk $150 worth.
$150?
Yeah. Yeah. He can handle himself, too. Shimmy Odess can tell you. Hi, Shimmy.
I slapped me when I wasn't looking.
Thank you.
Okay, we vote. All against? All in favor?
Aye. Yeah, they talking.
Quiet, Nicky.
Quiet. Chief Williams, swear in Bob Brown.
Bob Brown. Roll up your right sleeve. Right.
Ellery, that boy Jeep has a knife.
Shh, it's part of their mumbo jumbo.
Brown, you gotta swear in your own blood. Like this.
Oh, the little brutes.
Tip your finger in it, Brown. Now, say after me. I swear to follow the orders of our secret leader.
I swear to follow the orders of our secret leader.
I will never snitch on another gorilla.
I will never snitch on another gorilla.
The penalty for rats is death.
The penalty for rats is death.
Everybody!
The penalty for rats is death.
Bob, you're in.
And we're all set, Mealy.
Yes, he's over the hump. There shouldn't be any danger now.
You little punks.
It's Johnny Rack. Give him a hand, fellas. Hey,
so that's their hero.
An ovation.
Look at Rack eat it up.
Okay.
Something's wrong. Look at Rack's face.
Ellery.
So you think you're a smart mob?
What's the matter, Johnny?
My nuts, you're just plain stupid. You gotta use your noggin in this racket. What do you think you're doing, playing Potsy?
You done something wrong, Mr. Rack?
Yeah. You just took a stoolie into your gang.
Henry, hold it, Dad.
A stoolie? For the cops, Johnny?
He ain't stealing for the YMCA.
Yeah. Need to get set. If necessary, fire.
Got you, Inspector.
Wait.
Quiet! We swore in 4 guys tonight, Johnny. Which one's the canary?
Yeah, Mr. Rack, tell us who it is.
Yeah, tell us.
This kid calls himself Bob Brown.
I know it.
Hey, Brown, huh?
Jimmy, Chief, grab him.
Do something. They'll hurt him.
Inspector, we better show.
Keep covering him, Beatty.
Just a bit longer. This may smoke out that secret lead.
Call it, Jimmy. Johnny, where'd you get your information?
Why, you little punk, I said it. Ain't that enough?
We all know you're a right guy, Johnny. A big shot.
Yeah, sure.
But we don't want to make a mistake. This is an important thing. Could you give us some proof?
Okay. You, Stooley. Empty your pockets.
Come on, Brown. Do it.
Empty his pockets?
Don't tell me.
Is there a key in this stuff, Nux?
The key? The key?
Yeah, Johnny. Here's a key.
Ask him what door it fits.
Ellery, the key you gave Bobby in headquarters.
Brown, what's this key?
Nux, it's just a key, that's all.
Yeah, just a key. The key to the apartment of Ellery Queen.
Queen, that's perfect. Oh, right. Hey, wait. We gotta go ahead with our meeting, fellas. We can't keep Johnny Rack waiting.
It's okay, Nux.
Dutch, Patsy.
Yeah?
Take this Rat Brown in a secret hideout. Keep him there. We'll meet you there after the meeting. And give him what's coming to him.
Come on.
Yeah,
let
me go.
That's a brand new secret hideout. Maybe that's where they're born.
Yeah.
Maestro. Why'd you tear the apparatus out of the wall?
Take it all with you, Beely. Get it out of here.
Inspector, those 2 boys are hustling Bobby out.
We'll tell him to the hideout. Bobby'll be okay. Come on, Beely.
I bet we pick up their leader, Inspector.
Nikki, go with Dad and Beely.
What about you, Ellery?
I'm staying here. Go on, Nikki.
But Ellery...
Nikki, I'm going to show up that cheap gangster Rack in front of those kids.
What?
Now get going.
You're going out there to face him alone? Ellery, you haven't even got a gun.
I mustn't have a gun, Nikki. That's the whole point. Now, beat it. You mustn't be found here.
Ellery, you fool!
Well, here goes.
So you must stick with Johnny Rack and you'll...
wind up in the hot seat, Rack. With you.
Jump him!
Nobody here. You're alone, Queen. I don't get it.
He's got no cops with him.
He ain't even healed.
How do you figure it, Johnny?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's one thing sure. He's here, he's alone, he's got no rod. So let's have some fun, huh, guys?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Queen. Down on your knees.
Don't be silly.
Huh? You don't seem to get it, sucker. This is a real rod I'm pointing at you with real bullets. Now get down.
Hand me that gun.
Hand you my rod? Tell you what I'll do with you. Take it away from me.
Rack, I will.
What? Stay where you are, Queen. Don't move. Don't move.
Look at him, boys. The great Johnny Rack. He's shaking.
What's the matter, Johnny? You scared of him?
Scared him? What a dirty...
And why don't you plug him, Rack?
Yes, Rack, why don't you?
I'll plug you when I get good and ready.
You're stalling, Rack.
Shut up.
You can play big bad man in front of a gang of kids hungry for excitement. But when the chips are down, Rack, you're a yellow rat.
Shut up.
You can shut me up, Rack. Just shoot.
Hey, Johnny, why don't you shoot him?
Listen, in my time, I've knocked
off... Sure you have, Rack, in a dark alley in the back. That's how rats always kill. But you won't shoot me here, Rack. You have over 20 witnesses.
Sure.
I'm no sucker.
Then you're not going to shoot me, huh? Rack, give me that gun. Hand it over.
I'll take another step.
Then I'll have to take it away from you.
Stay back.
Take a look at your hero now, fellas. Anyone would think I had the gun.
Dirty lousy.
And now I have.
Hey.
Here, Nux. Hold this piece of junk for me.
Me? Yeah, Mr. Queen.
Now, Rack, let's see how good you are without a gun.
Oh, I'll kill you for that, Queen. I'll kill you.
Well, come on.
Up on your pants, Rack.
Johnny, you're wide open.
Hey, look at him.
Well, get up. You were going to kill me. On your feet, Rack. Or have you had enough?
Yeah. I had enough.
Gee, look at him.
Hold it, boy. There's your tough gangster. Look at him. Pretty? That's where you guys are heading. There's something about crime that makes a rat out of a man. There's something about fighting crime that makes a man even out of a rat. There isn't a cop on the force, any rookie, who couldn't and wouldn't have done just what I did. Think it over.
Hey, Maestro!
Bobby, come on. Hello.
Sonny, all right.
Hey, Sarge, look what Mr. Queen done to Johnny Rack.
Get up on your feet, you two-bit punk.
Lay off me, will you?
Yep. Hey. What's this piece of paper just fell out of his pocket?
Let me have that, Sergeant. So, you were acting the big shot even when you told these boys about Bobby Brown, eh, Rack?
What do you mean, Ellery?
Here's how he knew Bobby was working with me, Dad. This note. Johnny Rack. Tip off Nux O'Reilly. A guy named Bobby Brown is being taken into the Green Gorillas tonight. He's a stoolie working for Ellery Queen. He's got a key to Queen's apartment in his pocket. Signed, the Chief Gorilla. Rack, where'd you get this note?
Where'd you get it?
It was shoved under my door this afternoon. You got nothing on me.
You're wrong, Rack. We found enough hot car records in those kids' secret hideout to pin a 20-year rap on your hide. And also on these young hoodlums, Ellery.
Dad, I have a hunch we may not have to press charges against these boys. I think they're seeing things a bit differently. Right, Nux, Jeep, Shimmy, all of you?
You sure opened our eyes, Mr. Queen. The only thing is...
That secret leader of yours, Nux, the Chief Gorilla, is that it?
Yeah, Mr. Queen, we don't know who he is.
He'll take revenge on us, Mr. Queen, if we even...
But he won't, Jimmy, because I'm going to produce him for you right now. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our mystery for tonight. Nikki, will you introduce our guest armchair detective?
Yes, Ellery. Tonight, our guest is the very distinguished actor and producer, Jose Ferrer.
Hello, Mr. Ferrer.
Good evening, Ellery.
I understand that you have produced and are currently starring in the Broadway dramatic success, Cyrano de Bergerac.
That's right, Ellery. I wish I were as sure of the ending of your story tonight as I am each evening of the outcome of ours.
Well, let's get into that problem of ours, Mr. Ferrer. Our question tonight is in two parts. Who do you think is the secret leader of the Green Gorillas? And how do you know?
Well, I haven't any idea who the leader is.
Oh, now, Mr. Ferrer, don't tell me we've got a
buttload. I wrote down a list of the people in the story, and I don't know who on earth could possibly be the leader of the Green Gorillas.
Mm. Isn't there anything in those notes and illustrations?
I know it isn't either one of you, and I don't think it's me, but outside of that...
Well, let's see now. Suppose we help Mr. Ferrer along. Do you think we should?
He needs it.
Or shall we let him stew it out?
How far? How far would you like to help him?
Well, let's see. Suppose we help him along by saying that he'll find out in just a minute what the solution is. Thank you very much, Mr. Ferrer.
Thank you.
And now, here is Don Hancock.
Hey, come on, Maestro, let's hear it. What do you say?
All right, if you'll give me a chance. And we just found a note in Rack's pocket from the Chief Gorilla, the secret leader of you kids. He revealed the fact that Bobby Brown was an undercover agent for me. How did this secret leader know that?
That is funny.
Yeah, maybe he saw through that lush rolling act you and Bobby put on last night, Maestro.
Or saw Bobby coming out of police headquarters yesterday.
Possible, granted. But this secret leader knew even more than that. He knew that Bobby was carrying a certain key. He said so in his note.
Well, it's a cinch at some kid in this gang. Maybe he accidentally saw the key, Ellery.
I'll grant that possibility too, Dad. But the secret leader knew still more, according to his note. He knew that key Bobby was carrying was a key to Ellery Queen's apartment. How did he know that? How could he have known that? It's a duplicate key I had made. A duplicate key is made of unmarked brass or some other alloy. You can't possibly identify it as Ellery Queen's key or John Jones's key just by looking at it. Dad, how did you know that was my key?
Why, you said so, Ellery, in my office at headquarters.
In other words, I identified it. Now, who was present in your office at headquarters when I identified that key as the key to the Queen apartment?
Why, you, me, Billy, Nicky, and Bobby.
Mm-hmm. And Bobby.
Bobby?
Boys, I want you to meet your chief gorilla, the secret leader of your gang, Bobby Brown. Sergeant,
you...
grab him.
Oh, no, you don't.
Let me go, you flatfoot jerk. Let me go, or I'll give you what my old man gave that other flatfoot. Let me go, let me go.
Now, let me show you fellows what suckers you've been. This kid, your great leader, the one you were all scared of, the one you took orders from. What did he do as soon as the heat was on? He knew we were out to break up your gang because by accident, Sergeant Veely picked him to play undercover agent in the guerrillas. He didn't have to take the job, but he took it. Why? Because like Johnny Rack, he's a rat. He knew the gang would be broken up, and he saw a way to get in solid with the police so that after you guys took the rap, he could become secret leader of another gang and laugh at you and the police, too.
Oh, don't believe him, guys. It's a lie.
You didn't have to write that anonymous note to Johnny, but you wrote it, Bobby, knowing you were never in danger, that we were covering you every second, and that the boys would take you to the secret hideout where the police would follow and find those hot car records which implicated the whole gang. You ratted on your pals to save your own neck. What are you guys acting so surprised about? What did you expect? Honor? One for all and all for one? Hero stuff? A pal never squeals? Malarkey, you've been reading too many funny papers. This is the way it really is. Johnny Rack. Bobby Brown. If you wanted real excitement, real pals, real hero stuff, you'd get on the other side of the fence. But, of course, that takes guts. Come on, Dad, let's get these two out of here.
Right, son. Let's go, Rack.
I want a mouthpiece. Let me talk to a mouthpiece.
You too, little Caesar.
Yeah, sure, Sarge. Just don't let those guys get at me.
Coming, Nicky?
Right, Ellery.
Mr. Queen.
Hmm? Oh, yes, Nux. What is it?
Well, the boys and me, we've been sort of...
Mr. Queen, would you mind if we changed the name of our organization from the Green Gorillas
to the Queen Gorillas?
We'd sort of like to give it a whirl your way.
Come around in the morning and we'll talk it over. And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the solution to our mystery. Thanks again, Jose Ferrer, for being our guest armchair detective this evening. And, as mementos of your visit with us, Anison is proud to present to you this beautiful Gruen Very Thin wristwatch, this autographed copy of my new anthology, The Queen's Awards, 1946, and a subscription to Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine.
Now, Ellery, what about next week?
Well, next week, Don, Nicky and I run down to Florida for a short vacation from crime. But of course we run headlong into a case filled with a lot of thrills and a lot of laughs. I call it The Adventure of the Big Brain.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. After a World War II message episode last week, we get a post-war message episode reflecting the concern about juvenile delinquency. As a mystery, it was clever, although I kind of suspected Bobby just because no one seemed to have a plausible way to know about Bobby being the inside man. But I didn't understand why he would reveal that about himself or guess that he was the secret leader of the gang. Listening back to the beginning, I think I did miss a little bit of a clue when they said that Bobby was 16 but looked small for his age, and none of the boys in the gang were more than 15 years old. So he was a slightly older boy, which made him a slightly more plausible suspect. And apparently, I wasn't alone in being stumped, as Jose Ferrer was as well. And it's worth noting that this is the first case we have a great detective's actor serving as an armchair detective. Ferrer played Philo Vance during a 1945 summer series. We only have two episodes in circulation, but they're really fun listening. I know when people think of Philo Vance, they think of just the Ziv series with Jackson Beck. But honestly, the two episodes we have of the Ferrer series are just so good. You know, he has a rival female detective who's kind of a frenemy on his cases. It's a fun series, and if I could choose which episodes of Philo Vance I'd like to come into circulation, it'd be anything from that series as opposed to the one that everyone thinks about. And now we turn to some listener comments and feedback, and we start with this one regarding our special hotspot. This was really good, except for Duvall's music, which was way over the top. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the comment. And I know that when I was listening to it, Duvall's music definitely made its presence known. And I kind of enjoyed it, but I can definitely see how someone could view it as too much. And then we also have a new response on our listener survey. Mark writes, "Every morning while I'm out walking, I'm listening to the great detectives of old-time radio for about 10 years now." Well, thank you so much, Mark, and I appreciate you listening to the podcast on your walks. Now it's time to thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And I want to go ahead and thank Jan. Jan has been one of our Patreon supporters since December of 2019, currently supporting the podcast at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Jan. And that will do it for today. We will be back next Tuesday with an episode of The Adventures of the Thin Man. And then join us back here tomorrow for Dangerous Assignment, where...
It's over in that direction, isn't it, Colonel?
Yes. We cannot see it from here, but it is not far away. I am certain we can contact members of the tribe there.
Come on, Colonel. Let's get our gear ready.
Yes.
I'll pack the radio equipment. Can you manage the rest of the stuff?
Okay, you guys, you're in.
I'll get the door.
Get down. I'll hand this to you.
Okay. Okay, let's have it.
Here you are.
Oh. I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we're all set. Get up front and move this crate out of here on the double.
Okay, Steve. Come on.
We'll need it. You ready, Colonel?
Ready. I have everything, I think.
Yeah, let's head for the rocks over there.
Right.
I hope you'll be with us then. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.